The crime novel set in Ramallah has been outlawed there and in other Palestinian cities. The Palestinian Authority's attorney general banned the book. He said it contains indecent terms that threaten public morality. Now the author's gone into hiding. NPR's Joanna Kakissis spoke to him and sent this report.
Abad Yahya has been writing controversial novels about Palestinian society for years. Speaking to NPR via Skype, the 28-year-old writer says his critics usually complain about the same things.
Sometimes about the political opinions characters have and the secret life of people, sexually or psychologically, something like this.
Yahya expected similar criticism of his recent fourth novel, titled Crime in Ramallah. It follows the lives of three young men affected by the murder of a woman in the city where the Palestinian Authority has its headquarters. It also portrays the authority's leaders as ineffective and corrupt.
I thought that the book may raise some noise and provoke writers, intellectuals, or readers. But I really was shocked when I started to read what people are writing about me.
Last month, they wrote in Facebook posts that they wanted to lynch him and burn bookstores carrying his latest novel. They were especially outraged that one of the characters is a gay man who has a sexual fantasy about Yasser Arafat. Yahya says he was shocked at the venom, especially in Ramallah, a lively city where he's always felt free to write what he wants. Then he heard police had detained his novel's distributor, Fouad Akhliq. I meet Akhliq at a bookstore in Ramallah. He tells me what happened.
The police asked me, where did you get the books? Who did you distribute the books to? Where are your copies?
The Palestinian Authority's attorney general had issued a statement saying the book is indecent. Police then asked the bookstore's owner, Hader Ibrahim Albis, to hand over copies of the book.
But I only had one left. People had heard about the crackdown and bought 17 copies in just a few hours.
The last time Palestinian authorities banned a book was 10 years ago. At that time, the militant group Hamas was in charge of the education ministry, and the book was a folktale anthology distributed to schools. Yahya says he never expected censorship from more progressive Palestinian Authority officials.
In public, when they talk about Israel, when they talk about freedom, human rights in Palestine, they try to appear liberals.
But, he adds, they act like conservatives at home because they're so unpopular. Yahya was in Qatar when he heard police were looking for him. He canceled a public appearance at a book club in the West Bank city of Nablus due to death threats. Book club members like Ala Karaman felt threatened even reading the book in public, as she told NPR via Skype.
No one can hold this book in Nablus, in public. You must put it in a bag or something. So it's really like having a stash of drugs, something illegal, and you are hiding it.
Yahya isn't hiding himself, somewhere in the Middle East. He won't disclose his location because he fears he will be arrested or harmed. Meanwhile, the Pen Center, a literary organization which promotes free speech, has offered him a fellowship in Germany. Joanna Kakissis, NPR News, in Ramallah, the West Bank.